Let's go to Joshua. A very good morning. Thanks for your time. Rate the day for us. Josh, how big is this?
Well, it's very exciting for Blue Origin in particular. Obviously, they've been working towards this for many years. I've been involved with them flying payloads for about 10 years before this rocket design was even finalized. And I think it's the next step towards broadening access to space for people to be able to go on these short suborbital hops and get a different perspective on the planet.
The idea that we essentially export heavy industry in time off our planet elsewhere, is this just a flight of fancy, Josh?
Well, I think it's important to remember that we've been working in space and taking advantage of space for decades between weather satellites, scientific satellites that are informing us about the evolving state of the climate, communications, and more. And so it's not like doing big things in space is new. And it's also important to remember that it is an integral part of our lives already. We would be living in a very different world if we did not have satellites in space now. And so what we're seeing here is just a little bit of an advance in hopefully, eventually, more of a sort of democratization and easier access to space for humans, for people, instead of just for equipment.
Over the next 12 months or so, are there any significant milestones we should be looking to?
In the next 12 months, I think we will see paying customers who have actually just like gone onto website, bought a ticket, and flying on this vehicle or flying on Spaceship Two with Virgin Galactic. Blue Origin has not yet announced their ticket prices. And of course, even when they do, this is going to be something that's reserved for people who have a lot more disposable income than I do, for example. But I think that in the next 12 months, we will see some regular flights of these suborbital vehicles with people who have, are doing this instead of maybe taking a fancy vacation to an island or a trip on a cruise or something like that. They'll be taking a short journey into space.
Or going to Orlando, where you are, Jeff. Thank you very much for your time. Chair of the Physics Department at Central Florida University, Dr. Joshua Colwell.